Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Six ten on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Happy Friday. For most, this is the time you start thinking about heading into the weekend. We got a lot to talk about today. Insanity in Trenton over this, arguably one of the dumbest things that the Democratic majority has ever proposed. And man, is that saying something. We'll have our veteran check-in Blue Friday. But first, Dan Zarrow. What a nice, comfortable morning.
Yeah, nice morning.
Yeah, there. Really
60
nice.
Degrees isn't too bad.
No, it was a weird fog this morning. Not really a fog, but as I passed through, I think it's Cold Soil Road.
Okay.
There was this. It looked like a cloud had just reset on the ground.
Just on the ground.
Ground
fog. Now, did you have that fog earlier this week?
Probably. I don't remember noticing it, to be honest.
Let's pretend the answer is no to that question. So what does that tell you about what's now in the atmosphere that wasn't there before?
Humidity, moisture. It's going to be thick today.
Humidity is going up. Oh, my goodness.
So that's not good.
It's not going to be bad, though. It's just going to be stickier and sweatier. When humidity goes up, that affects your body's ability to sweat, and that sweat's ability to evaporate from your body. That is the body's cooling mechanism.
Right.
So when the human body cannot sweat and evaporate that sweat,
right,
then it feels thick and it feels hotter.
Got it.
And steamier. So that's
how steamy today, though? I mean, it was hot yesterday.
It was, especially in direct sun.
Yeah.
We'll get some clouds up there today. We'll have a little bit of a breeze. Highs near 90 today. That heat index, when you factor in the humidity, will probably be closer to 95. So we're not in dangerous heat territory, but it's going to feel like a summer day for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So water temperature?
60s, improving actually.
Right.
Yeah,
not
we're firmly
terrible.
In the 60s now.
So is this a beach weekend?
I think so.
Really?
I think today and tomorrow look like excellent beach days.
I love it.
I'm thinking that Garden State Parkway is going to be a very busy place today. Yes, yes, yes.
All right, what are we thinking Sunday?
Yeah, so tomorrow's going to be hot. The only thing to watch out for will be some strong thunderstorms tomorrow.
Okay.
At or after dinner time. It's tomorrow evening. We're going to see some storms. It's conditional. If you see a storm, it's going to be strong. So gusty winds and downpours possible. Again, tomorrow evening. And then Sunday, previously, I'd been talking about rain and clouds and cooling down. Those are practically out of the forecast at this point.
That's great.
We cool down to the 80s. It'll still be kind of sticky.
Yeah.
But, you know, clearing skies in 80s, that sounds like a nice day, too.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Any storms on the horizon other than some spotty thunderstorms?
No.
Really? And we are now in, what, day five of hurricane season?
Day five of hurricane season.
But this nothing
is
on the horizon.
This is day nine without measurable rain. That's
so we
kind of
need
good.
It, though.
We really need some rain. And tomorrow night's thunderstorms are really it for the next week.
Okay.
So that whole drought thing is really starting to get more concerning than storms at this point.
All right, but we'll take the summer weather this weekend.
Hey, we'll take the summer weather.
Enjoy it.
You know, this is the time of year where we start thinking about the shore. We think about all those businesses at the shore, and we hope that they have a really good season. And this is going to be, hopefully, a really good weekend for them.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Dan.
Yep.
So, Eric, I don't even know where to start. Is it the $20 million of our tax money, which comes from the highest taxes in the country, going to illegals? Or is it the fact that you literally have a member of the elected legislature saying, good, that thousands of jobs have been destroyed because of our terrible business climate? I don't even know if I'm shocked anymore.
It was one of those things where, you know, you casually listen to some of these hearings, right? You just put it up on your computer and you listen to it and it all becomes white noise. And I heard that exchange and I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What did I just hear?
And he shouts it. I had to hear it again when you just played it. Actually, how long is that clip?
It's 38 seconds.
Let's just play it real quick.
Play it again? Okay.
This happened yesterday in Trenton.
Yeah, and this is Ravi Bala, who is the chairman of the Environment Committee.
Chevron had a big industrial presence in New Jersey. Hess, Valero, Sunoco. What happened to all them? They left New Jersey.
Good. Because
of good? You're saying that
that's the Republicans, and the good is Ravi Bala.
How many jobs did they take with
climate
that?
Jobs. Mike, excuse me?
We want clean energy jobs. We want jobs that don't.
Did you say we don't want those jobs? Did you say we don't want those jobs? Excuse me, Senator.
They're clapping for the Republicans.
Okay.
Killer residents.
A point of personal.
No, we don't want those jobs. I want to move on with.
So you had no idea if you work for a natural gas company or if you're pumping gas right now, actually, even at a gas station, you're killing New Jersey residents. Yes. You had no idea.
Yeah.
All you murderers. Unbelievable. That was an exchange between adults, presumably educated adults who somehow managed to get to elected office. We don't want the jobs. We don't want jobs that kill New Jersey residents. Wow. You could just leave it right there. We should just pack it up, close the door, and move on.
I mean, that actually tops Phil Murphy when he said, if taxes are your issue, New Jersey is not for you.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want those jobs. Thousands of jobs have left New Jersey. Good.
Yeah. Good. We just lost 1,000 jobs with Samsung leaving.
Yep.
And what was amazing with Samsung is they literally had their grand opening 8 months ago.
8 months ago.
Took them 8 months. They're like, you know what we're going to do with these 1,000 jobs? We're going to get the hell out of New Jersey.
Yeah.
So there you go. You're filling up your car today with that poison gas that we had no idea. Thank you, Ravi Bala. Boy, what a moron you are. Democrats want jobs to go to Texas. That's where we are. So for the rest of us who are digging in, the Democrats now not hiding it, saying directly they want these jobs to leave our state. How are you feeling right now as you fill your car up to go on your commute? You had no idea. It's your fault. Is this acceptable to anyone in the Garden State? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Traffic and weather next.
Open phones, real opinions. This is New Jersey's Conversation. Call 800-283-1015 or connect with us on the New Jersey 101.5 app.
.623 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So as we mentioned earlier, you know, aside from the giveaway, I mean, look, just before you jump all over Mikey Sherrill, you know, just know this. She was not smart enough to get herself out of a really sticky situation with Delaney Hall. So the way she's going to get herself out of the political nightmare that she created because the left was mad at her, she's going to take $20 million of your money and provide legal assistance for criminal illegals who don't belong in this country to effectively sue our own government. That's what's going on. So that is so beyond what anyone should accept. But hey, you know, you elected her, so here we are. And what's worse is now the Democrats are just so brazen that as companies leave New Jersey, you heard the list that Assemblyman in, that was Mike Ingonimore in Sussex and Morris County, chirping about how many of these oil and gas companies have left. You know, ExxonMobil being the latest. And by the way, that was a 140-year business relationship that we've had with ExxonMobil. And they're gone. And you know, when you think about the business climate in New Jersey, forgetting even the absurdity of the $50 billion they're going to fine these guys, it's just dumb. There's no correlation between these oil and gas companies and climate change. Guys, the climate's been changing since there's been a climate. It was literally warmer on the planet 1,500 years ago. So it's a dumb argument. Now, do some companies contribute to terrible pollution, et cetera? Absolutely. And that's why we have clean air, clean water regulations. Nothing wrong with that. But to claim that you putting gas in your car somehow is causing the sea levels to rise and will be underwater or extinct in 12 years, these are the things that the radical Democrats say. And unfortunately now, radical Democrats have become the mainstream of the Democratic Party. And for Ravi Bala to say something so ridiculous and absurd that he's happy these jobs are leaving, guys, that just means your taxes are going to go up. Let's go to Chris in Hamilton. What do you think, Chris?
Good morning, Bill. Good morning. I hope all is well with you.
Yeah.
I think the politicians need to live with the results of their vote. So I was thinking perhaps PSE&G could show up at this gentleman's house and remove him from the grid.
Yeah.
He could have his gas-powered car crushed and removed from him, and then he could live with the consequences of his votes and be completely off the grid, don't need anything. And let's see how long he survives in such a situation. It won't be long, I'm sure.
No, because he's a total
beta male.
This guy couldn't survive 20 minutes if you stuck him with the Amish. You know what I mean? Like, it's so ridiculous.
Exactly.
But that's it, right? Like, you're right. Is he going to have the air conditioner running in his office, in his car, in his house today as this heat continues? It's total hypocrisy. And what's really absurd, Chris, is that when it comes to energy, they are knowingly crushing the businesses in New Jersey and buying the energy from other states. There's no component that, hey, we're only going to buy energy from wind and solar. No, they're buying energy from other states. And, almost 20% of that energy is produced by coal. So it's the height of hypocrisy. It's this self-loathing attitude that a lot of these Democrats have, and they virtue signal, and sadly, Chris, a lot of dummies out there buy it and will agree. I mean, Ravi Bala will get reelected in 2027. There'll be no question about that, right?
Yes, sir. The safe districts are drawn. Politicians get to pick their voters instead of voters getting to pick their politicians.
That's how it works.
Why the system's broken?
It's why, Chris, we have the highest out-migration of any state in the country, even higher than California. And there you go. Thanks, man. Have a good one. Have a good weekend, Chris. Appreciate you. All right, your call's coming up. So what do you think? You still digging in? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 628 is the time. The news with Eric Scott next. On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. It's amazing to me, Eric, that we're having a conversation in Trenton that has an actual elected official, Ravi Bala, saying that it's good we're losing jobs. Like, that is, I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that that's it. The call earlier was funny. He's like, maybe have PSE&G disconnect him and go without the AC today.
I heard that, yeah.
Right? Like, because it's gotten to the point where it's just complete and utter stupidity. 16% of the electric production in the country is still coal-fired plants. And you've got a huge amount of electricity coming from natural gas.
Yep.
And Governor Murphy shut down 6 natural gas producing plants across the state. Mm-hmm. And we went literally from the last year of Governor Christie. So this was, when did Murphy get elected in 17, reelected in 21?
So 2016,
we were energy independent. Literally, we were producing enough energy that other states were buying it from us.
Yes.
And that has been completely reversed. And now the companies, but it's not just like, it's not just this climate super fund. So everyone understands that it's $50 billion they want to fine the industry, right?
Yep. Is that retroactively, by the way.
With a B, though.
Yeah.
Billion.
Yes. Yeah.
So they want to go back and basically say the oil and gas companies contributed to climate change where they literally can't even point to any evidence, science, or otherwise. The climate crazies in New Jersey have often referred back to that one Rutgers study that goes back, I think, 10 years or so. But then you look at it, like, literally, guys, just go to the Google and look at what the medieval warming period is and recognize that literally you had the Vikings settling in Greenland in the 900 AD, 1000 AD, because it was warmer then than it is now. It's fascinating to
me. Well, I think, you know,
and there were no private jets then, if I recall,
right,
or natural gas power plants.
But I think beyond the climate argument, and this is what gets at the heart of everything in Trenton, especially after 20 plus years of Democrat control in the legislature, what they're really saying is, we can't stop spending like drunken sailors. We don't know where else to get the money.
Yeah.
We think we can get $50 billion from the evil oil and gas companies so that we can continue this unprecedented spending spree that we can't afford anymore. Well, that's what I think they're really saying.
Yeah, I mean, but this is my point of the referring to the climate change issue, is that they take issues like that and they get people all ginned up. And they fear-monger, and then it becomes an easy revenue grab because people think they're virtue signaling now. You know, they're like, oh, okay, I may as well pay higher fees and taxes because I'm saving the planet.
Right.
You know, the absurdity of mandatory recycling, which with the curbside mandatory government-run recycling, which is literally a loss leader in these towns. You've had recycling plants go bankrupt. It doesn't work, but they keep doing it, and they keep, you know, making sure you separate all of your cardboards and your glass and your cans, and then it all goes into the same truck. It's the virtue signaling of the plastic bag ban.
Yes.
So it's making me crazy. But to your point, having been reporting on this and watching this for the better part of the last four decades, you're right. The spending, let's refer back to Chris Christie. Last year of Chris Christie, his budget was $35 billion.
Yes,
if I'm correct, plus or minus,
it was yes. Were in the low to mid. Actually, I think his first budget came in at like $29 billion.
Yeah. So under Christie, it went up, but it went up in 8 years less than $1 billion a year.
Correct.
Now the budget is $61 billion. We have more than doubled the budget.
Yes.
This year, 2026, compared to when Chris Christie got elected in 2009.
And I'll predict, we should there's a bet. What's the final budget number that will come in? What's the over-under on that? You're looking at $61 billion now. They haven't added to it yet. I would guess.
Ooh, what do you think?
Yeah,
this is a good bet.
I think you... 61.5, and are we doing the over or the under? That's one where I might actually do the over for a change.
You know... I'll say this, if you put it, all right, producer Thomas is writing this down. I'll go so far. I mean, if we both bet the over, if you set it at 62.5.
Or we could do Price is Right style. Closest without going
one.
Over.
Let's do that. You want to go 61.5? All right, let's pick a number. So what are you going with?
So I think you're gonna end in, I'll take 61.5.
I'm going to go 61.5 and $1.
That is Price is Right style.
It is Price is Right style. All right, that's it. So let's go double or nothing on the bottle that I won on the turnout vote.
All right.
All right, there we go. We got a bet. So think about that number for a minute. Start to divide that up and think about the debt. What's our debt at now? Unfunded liabilities, $200 million, something like that, $200 billion. Some crazy number. The unfunded future liabilities on health and benefits. We're approaching a debt level that rivals California.
Oh,
I mean, hundreds of billions of dollars.
It is amazing to me how often the Democrats in New Jersey try to out California, California.
Yeah.
And, you know, they fall all over themselves to be able to do that. And, you know, Ravi Bala was the perfect example of that yesterday.
Yeah.
In Trenton.
Yeah. It really is a slap in the face to all of us. And, you know, it's like, I didn't want to spend my Friday, honestly, guys, talking politics or even thinking about Trenton. Yes, for me, it's two working days till Monday, but I am thinking about the summer weather. I am thinking about the grilling that's going to take place over this weekend and the beer that's going to flow and all the good things that are going to happen. And you have an actual debate going on in Trenton. If you're the guy who was making $85,000, $90,000 a year working for Samsung or working for ExxonMobil, now you're like, okay, family, we got to relocate to Texas or we got to find another job. And that's what's happening in this state. So my question to you right now, and Tony, I'll get to you first on the other side, is has your job been affected? Are you one of the jobs that Ravi Bala said good because you're basically a murdering POS and we're glad you lost your job? That was the message from Democrats in Trenton yesterday. Are you one of the folks that are going to lose your job or have to relocate because you work for a company that is saying, we've had enough of New Jersey? 1-800-283-101.5, 645, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
Spring in New Jersey means real conversations with real New Jerseyans. We're New Jersey, 101.5.
652. On New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Hey, I want to shout out the guys on the team running PBA 256 in Monmouth County. Today's the annual torch run for Special Olympics. Want to thank all the folks at the Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office. I know you guys are lined up. It's a 7 a.m. kickoff running from Brielle to Seagirt this morning. So everybody at PBA 256, thank you for what you do. Not just raising money on the annual torch run. This is the 43rd annual, by the way, torch run. So I want to thank all the officers and PBA members in Monmouth County, and specifically PBA 256 and the Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office. Good luck on your run today. Man, get that run in early. It's going to be hot as hell today. So they're running from Brielle to Seagirt. So just look out for that. And thank you for all that you guys do. All right, let's jump right in. So we got to, you know, it's almost like, I'll be honest with you guys. I don't even have a call to action on this. I just wanted to vent about the fact that that New Jersey has become idiocracy. You know, we are in that ridiculous movie from years ago where up is down and left is right and nothing makes sense, because when you've got elected officials telling you it's a good thing that we're losing jobs because oil and gas jobs are killing New Jerseyans, it is beyond repair at that point. And until as I've been saying, the 2.5 million unaffiliated voters decide to get involved and crush one party's primary to get thoughtful, common sense minded people involved and elected, it's not going to change. Let's go to Tony and Brick. What's going on, Tony?
Good morning. And I'm glad you brought up the point about PSC&G. Here's the state of New Jersey who took away their right to produce electricity, yet the demand increases so much.
Right.
I mean, you could go on forever, but you know what? Let's make these politicians earn their money. You want to control spending? Well, they gave themselves a 70% raise. No more riders on bills. Vote for every item individually so they don't load up all these things. Several years ago, they used to give NORC, they probably still do, over $1 million for a shade tree commission in the city of NORC, New Jersey. How many political patronage jobs did that hire for that,
of course,
that amount of money? But make them vote individually.
But Tony, you know why they'll never do that? Because this is it. I was talking about it yesterday about the Joe Carillo's bridge that I believe should be renamed the Hubbard's Bridge, because you gave a politician whose only accomplishment in this professional life is to shift money around, our money, spent our money and gets credit for it. and you took it away from a Revolutionary War hero. Yet they parade around like they're loving America for the 250th, and in reality, they're all there just to protect themselves. I mean, Monmouth County Republicans are among the worst in the state, and it's a shame. So the problem is you got, but then it's the same in other counties. Look at Bob Singer. Bob Singer is famous for voting with Democrats on so many spending bills because they slide him a few bucks so he can keep his constituents in Lakewood reelecting him every year. So they don't want to be exposed. Go ahead, real quick, 20 seconds.
We need to start politics in this way. It's called one and done. If the governor can only serve 8 years, state senators should serve 1 7-year term, legislators 1 5-year term, so they don't have to vote to keep their office. They can vote on what's right for New Jersey.
You know, I like it. What I'd rather see is a limit on the bureaucracy. I think there should be term limits for government work. You should only be allowed to work in government for a maximum of 8 years, and then you got to move on and find another job. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number, and I don't mean that to disparage any state worker. I think you guys are doing your best. But the problem is when you get an entrenched bureaucracy, it can override the elected officials because they become essentially working for the bureaucracy that they continue to feed. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:57 is the time. Eric Scott with the news next.
From your morning coffee to your ride home, Jersey's talking. Bill Spadia, Judy and EJ, Dominski and more, Eric Scott and Trev. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
.709 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Eric, I want to, and Maveen, hang in there. I'm going to get to you in 1 second. I want to address this term limit thing, but I'm going to say it again, that when I'm at a red light, that is when I check my texts.
Me too.
Because I hear it pinging.
Yeah.
And I've gotten pretty good at not texting while I'm steering with my knee and trying to balance a bottle of water, or I'm pretty good now with that. I get it. And let me tell you what, for me, the whole distracted driving thing, first of all, if you can't drive and manage the distractions, you shouldn't be on the same road that we're on. So that's number one. This idea that you can't handle noises, street signs. I mean, think about the driving experience. Yeah. You got to make sure you keep a distance with the guy in front of you. Make Absolutely. Sure the guy behind you Yep. knows you're using the proper signals. Your speed, you're watching out for fallen branches, debris in the road, the police car. Like, I mean, there are 9 million things. And what's interesting is that, we're moving so fast. But yeah, I've stopped at stop signs and checked my text. I consider a red light a text resting stop.
I literally have had an officer in a police vehicle next to me while I'm sitting at a red light texting and checking my email, and, I smile and wave.
Yes.
And as soon as the light turns green, I put the phone down.
Guess why? The officer's doing the same thing.
Right.
They're doing the same thing. I can't imagine any police officer is going to actually give you a ticket for checking your phone. And first of all, how are they going to prove it? Because what I would say, if I get pulled over for that, I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm checking my navigation. So that's my advice to you. Leave your navigation up.
Yeah, leave your navigation up.
That is a legal thing that you can check. And it's I don't understand where these laws. Honestly, Eric, it's another revenue grab the PA is doing. Yeah. It's already illegal in New Jersey, right? Yeah. They can. It's a first offense. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
If the car
stopped.
It's not
a points offense.
No.
But I think technically, if you are the driver in control of the vehicle in New Jersey, you are not allowed to have a handheld cell device at any time in the car. I think that's the law. I'll double check that.
I would like to find out because I have a, now I've got, I have a holder that clips into my vent and it holds the phone. So it's, so I can dismiss an alert if I've got my map up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know. The law does not match the usage and the technology because I can't get anywhere without my navigation now.
And the ones that are built into the car are generally junk and usually outdated within a year, if not from day one.
They're useless. They don't work.
Yep.
You need what's on your phone. Because the other thing is, on your phone, it tracks the traffic. So yesterday, I got in the car. I did a show. I was live at 6 o'clock on Newsmax last night. So I left my house at 2:30. I needed to get there. I was hoping to get there by 4. Get in the car. Navigation shows 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm in trouble.
Yep.
It changed 3 times.
Oh, yeah.
I got there in 1 hour and 50 minutes.
Wow.
Because it kept adjusting based on the traffic.
Based
so
on
I
traffic,
went
yeah.
I went the Goffles Verrazano, what is that, 278? And and I came up through the Battery Tunnel and the FDR. And that was my back way in. If I had taken the Lincoln Tunnel, I would have been stuck for 45 minutes. Ugh. But the point is, I am managing the traffic with my phone. Because it kept changing. So it says, do you want to take this faster route? And you got to click it and say yes. I don't know. It seems to me this is a ridiculous new money grab from Pennsylvania. But, let's figure out what the laws in New Jersey. If anybody knows, if I'm checking my text at a red light, is that a first offense? And, Maveen, I want to get your comments on term limits as well. But we're going to do that after Traffic One, the next 714.
Big Joe Henry is bringing you Jersey's biggest hits and biggest laughs every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3. Plus traffic, weather, and all the fun only Big Joe can deliver. Big Joe Henry, weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
/7:22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Let's go to Maveen, who's been very patient in South Brunswick. Maveen, you want to talk about term limits. I want to just put this out, full disclosure. I am not a backer of term limits. It's one of the things that drives the Convention of States folks crazy because they cannot understand why I don't support term limits. The reason I don't support it is term limits is a cop-out when you've completely given up on your election process, because you look at primaries across the country. You know, I posted this article yesterday at nj1015.com/Bill Spadia. Actually, I'll ask producer Thomas to alert that out, where I talk about how in some states you have turnouts in the single digits in primaries. So you end up with two idiots where most people look at the two candidates, Republican and Democrat, at the end of the day in November, like, I don't want to vote for either of these morons. And it's because independent voters don't exercise their power in the primary process. Now, I favor eliminating primaries. I think we just had to have a one big mess in November and let the best man win. But, you know, that's another story. All right, Maveen, what do you think?
Yeah, I think we need the 28th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which should implement term limits for House to, say, like 6 years. That is 3 terms and maybe 2 terms for senators.
Hey, let me ask you, Maveen, how do you think that'll help? Because my question is always, I look at members of Congress who do fantastic work on constituent service. I'll give you an example. Chris Smith. Chris Smith has been in Congress, I don't know, 40 years, but he's effective, and his constituents love him. I mean, he's a guy that now they redistricted him to protect him, to put him in a solid Republican district where the reality is he didn't need that. They should have left his district alone because he wins Democrat votes. I'm more worried about the permanent bureaucracy. I'm more worried about the judges, the folks that are in there that you can't get rid of. I mean, we can vote these guys out. And, you know, Republicans want to talk about voter fraud, et cetera, and the embarrassment yesterday that they failed to pass the SAVE Act because 4 Republican senators turned and went with the Democrats, and they should be mad about that. But the reality is, Maveen, nobody votes. We're lucky to get half the people in this state who are registered to actually turn out and vote, even in a November election, let alone a primary. I think term limits will make it worse.
No, I mean, I agree with you that turnout is a problem. And part of the reason is, you know, people have to choose between a rogue and a ruffian, because politics is, you know, you either get a rogue or a ruffian. There are a few politicians who really care, but most of them are only filling their pockets or mm-hmm. have their own agenda.
Yeah. Well,
and that's my problem with them.
Mavine,
let me just finish this.
Yeah.
You have Nancy Pelosi. She made $400 million or more.
But Mavine, how are term limits going to solve that?
It's not supposed to be a career. George Washington didn't want people to be in politics as a career. It's supposed to be service. You serve some time. You do what you can. You move on. Let someone else take your job.
Mavine, the problem is that they're still trading stocks. They're still making money. So they'll just have a money grab in a shorter amount of time. Maybe it's not $400 million. Maybe it's $100 million. I mean, but Mavine, why don't we make it illegal for these guys to have any interest? Maybe they should be forced to divest from all of their interest and truly go and serve the public.
Yes, that should also be part of that amendment. You can't have a law in it. So that should be part of the amendment. They cannot use any information to benefit from it. They can trade stocks. Everything has to be... You know, they can have stock in a
You'd have to make it criminal. You'd have to make it criminal, Mavine, and someone would have to go to jail. But to this point, and I'll leave you with this thought, you've got guys like Thomas Massie not on the take, out there fighting every day, and Donald Trump turned on him and crushed him, and now he's no longer going to be a member of Congress, and that is a direct blame on President Donald Trump, who decided to pick a petty fight and take out one guy who challenged everything that you're talking about. So I think it's time for Republicans to check themselves and say, hold on a minute. Maybe part of the problem is in our own party with our own member occupying the White House right now. So time to look in the mirror, perhaps. Thank you, Mavine. 728. Eric Scott with the news next. Seven 38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Jill, I've got to take some issue.
With what? There's a plethora.
Yeah, there are many. So I thought you were either, I don't know, having a stroke or just I don't know what was happening. When you came in this morning talking about Jitty Joe and Bitty Bill.
Bitty Bills?
So these are real things, real companies, ice cream companies. So I went down a rabbit hole is what happened.
You know, this all started with a lawsuit.
Sorry,
I had a chia seed.
What's going on?
It was like, I'm going to stick right through your throat.
Even during the newscast, I could see even Eric Scott cracked a smile because you couldn't help yourself, Eric, with the
Jitty Joe
and Bitty Bills.
Bitty Bills.
These are ice cream companies in Pennsylvania.
So, up near the where Joe Biden is from, actually, Pittston, Pennsylvania.
It's all making sense.
Scranton area. And we were visiting cousins and we were getting ice cream. And they said, let's go to Jitty Joe's. And I was like, oh, Jitty Joe's.
So you had never heard of it until
Of course. Yeah. We were up there with the kids, you know.
Your country bumpkin relatives introduced you to Jitty Joe's.
Jitty Joe's, but
Sounds like we shouldn't be saying it on the radio.
It sounds a little dirty.
A little bit, don't you think?
You got to be careful with that because you say it too fast.
You got to be careful.
Okay.
So I'm down a rabbit hole in this, Jitty Joe's, because a company tried to use it and the husband died. It took 7 years to settle the lawsuit. The company was allowed to operate, though, as long as they did not use the word Jitty.
Are you kidding?
Okay.
Wait, that this really was happened. Bitty Bills that did not want
well,
them to
that's
use
a
Jitty?
Separate problem. So apparently the whole Jitty Joe franchise very litigious.
They felt like Bitty Bills was too similar to Jitty Joe.
But so they bought them. So just so you know the end of the story, Eric, Jitty Joe's ice cream bought out Bitty Bills ice cream.
Oh.
That's how they solved the legal problem.
There used to be a company in New Jersey. I don't know if they're still around. Jittery Joe's, which was a coffee company.
Jittery Joe.
That's good for coffee.
Now
right?
That makes sense.
Yeah, jittery, yeah.
I don't get Jitty Joe ice cream. It's fun to say, though. Here's the problem. So I do a little search here. Jitty Joe ice cream, Biddy Bill lawsuit.
Very good. It's right near the train tracks.
Tell me why the first thing that comes up is class action lawsuit settlements, earth rated poop bags. Why was that the response from the Google? You know why? Because I'm on the company default Bing. That's why.
That's all they're going to allow you.
That's it. So So here's what happens. You know, some people doom scroll.
Mm-hmm.
Like I doom search. So Now I'm going to find out about the earth rated poop bag and why there needed to be a class action settlement.
Yeah.
So we went, it's like full circle.
They should just, instead of calling that like Google or Bing, they should just call it ADD.
Yeah.
Because it's for us that we go on a rabbit hole.
So I'll have a whole, I'm down the rabbit hole now. I really want to know. That's about the certified compostable poop bags. Now I'm assuming that that's to pick up after your dog.
Yeah. And this all started from, we were talking about a lawsuit involving companies.
Where did it start?
You were telling me about a lawsuit with a company that has like dogs.
Yes.
Names.
That's right.
And that's where Jitty Joe's popped in.
That's how Jitty Joe's came up. All right. I think the rest of the room here has tuned us completely out. But now, what do you think I'm thinking about? I'm thinking of ice cream.
It was really good. It's really good.
I would like some ice cream.
I'm going up there in a few weeks for a wedding, and I think on the
bring
way home,
back some Jitty Joe's.
Jitty Joe's for everyone.
Jitty Joe's all around. All right. I'd like to talk about the weekend. I'm thinking about hamburgers. So that was two things, Jill. You had a hamburger yesterday. You did that spot for the South Jersey Station.
Yes, I was at Atlantic Care Cancer Care Institute.
Yeah.
What a great night. They had the ribbon run.
Was it for 96.9?
Yeah, Light 96.9, one of our sister stations. I do stuff for them. And I was down there, and what a great, you know, the Treasure the Moment Fund is what the money was being raised for. And that's great because that's for patients and their families to help financially. But
you had a beautiful day to be outside.
It was gorgeous.
How were the burgers?
Burgers. So I'm driving home now. I got like an hour and a 20. And
yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to get one of those burgers they were giving out, wrapped in tinfoil, charcoal.
So it was nice. Had the nice crisp on it.
Charcoal flavor.
Now, like, did you have to clean your car after?
My arm had this like smear of the, I mixed the ketchup and the mustard.
Obviously, you got to mix them.
And if they had mayo, I would have mixed that in and made like a Whopper, you know.
Almost a Big Mac.
Baby. But I tell you, segueing in, this is Spadia style. Mazzo Fine Foods will be at Bent Iron Brewery on Sunday. My nephew Joey's food truck.
And where's he going to be?
At Bent Iron Brewery. So that's right at the merge of Allentown and Hamilton, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, out there. Beautiful.
Bent Iron Brewery.
Great.
And Mazzo's food truck.
Yep, they'll be there.
How's he doing?
12 to 7. Great.
He's doing great, right?
Great.
Food's good.
So many. Oh, yeah, my God.
I love it.
His pork sandwich and then his roasted vegetable sandwich. And
I love a good roast pork sandwich. Long time ago, going to Tony Luke's in Philly on Oregon Avenue, the one that's like literally under the overpass. Like, it's like you can't imagine the food coming out of this place. But it's delicious. So I make my own version of the roast pork sandwich.
Nice.
Absolutely love it. I want to try his.
I'll have to see if I could get you one.
Well, let me know. I mean, that's close. I'm not working this weekend, but when they're in this area, let me know because I want to. But where are they going to be again so folks know?
Bent Iron Brewery on Sunday, 12 to 7.
I love it. Hey, by the way, tonight you can join me at Dina's Bistro in Tom's River. We have a comedy show tonight. Kicks off at 7:30. Going to be a really, really fun time tonight. So I'll be hosting the event, 7:30. You can get to Dina's Bistro around 6 and order a wonderful dinner. Prices are great. Food is delicious. You're going to love it. All right, what do you got going on this weekend? 7:45, fast traffic, instant weather coming up next.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePue.
Have you been...
You never close your eyes anymore.
7:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you. till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Kind of slowed it down there, producer Thomas. Right? Like that? All of a sudden, it's gotten me very mellow. Like I was going to rant about something. Maybe it's an appropriate song. Because we've lost that love and feeling for the political process. Because in New Jersey, we just can't have nice things. And, you know, I started the morning off because I heard that exchange that Eric Scott played in the news with Assemblyman Mike Ngonimore, the Republican. And he literally sounded just absolutely flabbergasted that Ravi Bala, the Democrat who chairs the committee they were having the conversation in, over the fact that we are losing thousands and thousands of jobs as companies move out of the state. We have the highest out-migration, and we have now for the past 5 years, and it's a shame. Now, on the positive side, the jobs report that will be out today shows that we've had an increase. There were 122,000 new jobs created in this month, and that's a good thing. It's going in the right direction, and most of the jobs created were small business jobs, and that's a really good thing. So I'd like to ask you, what small business are you going to go to this weekend? Like we were a little tongue-in-cheek with the Jitty Joes and the Biddy Bills, although they are real companies, real ice cream companies. You know, what is the small business that you're going to go to this weekend? What are you most looking forward to this weekend? Is it a bowling alley? Is it a bar, local pub, restaurant, store, place you just want to browse and shop? Where are you headed to this weekend as we get ready for some of us, two working days till Monday? For most of us, a nice, relaxing, beautiful summer weather weekend. 1-800-283-101.5, 755. Eric Scott with the news next.
New Jersey news when it matters. Breaking updates, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Supported by Hackensack Meridian Health.
It's 8:10 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Happy Friday. You made it to Friday. Getting ready to hit the road. Hit the shore. Enjoy a great weekend. But this is New Jersey, and in another segment of Your Government Hates You, the Assembly Committee yesterday moved a bill that is going to create a climate super fund, $50 billion levied against businesses for their alleged role in climate change. I mean, it defies logic. No science to back it up. Just another crushing blow to business. Now, one of the great organizations in this state I have talked about for many years, the New Jersey Business and Industry Association, thousands of business members, many small businesses across the Garden State. And I believe, and time has shown, that NJBIA, New Jersey Business and Industry Association, is the best advocate for business in New Jersey. Join me now, Ray Cantor from NJBIA. Ray, you have testified about this colossal disaster, but I want to start with what you just heard. Were you there when this exchange took place where the Republican Assembly member Mike Ngonimore talked about the oil industry leaving the state, and in particular ExxonMobil and thousands of jobs, and Ravi Bala, the Democrat, saying the words, "Good. We don't want those jobs that are killing New Jerseyans."
Yes, Bill, you know, and thanks for having me on this morning. This is really one of the worst pieces of legislation that I have seen in my 40 years there. Yes, I was sitting on a panel testifying when that exchange happened, and it was really quite surprising. You know, this bill, as you said, is a $50 billion charge against fossil fuel companies for providing a legal, necessary product. It's unconstitutional. It will be the death knell to Governor Sherrill's affordability agenda. It's going to drive up the price of gasoline and to heat your home. And we were really shocked to hear that the intention of the sponsors of the bill is really to drive out thousands of jobs from New Jersey. So that was really quite a shocking exchange.
Where do you think we go from here, Ray? Because if they get away with this, I mean, the pain will come. And as you have said, those costs will be handed down to the consumer. So the drivers, I don't think people realize that there are still a lot of New Jerseyans who heat their home with oil, but even those that heat their home with natural gas, I mean, everyone is going to pay. How do they even go about collecting this money? How do you levy a charge on something that is that cannot be proven? I mean, it's out there in the ether, this idea that climate change is caused somehow by your SUV is patently absurd. No science backs it up, except junk science coming out of Rutgers. But how do you even go about implementing this? As you said, it's unconstitutional. How do you see this even working?
Well, it's a really complex bill. There's going to be tons of lawsuits, you know, all over the place, trying to assess liability for this $50 billion. But the bottom line is, you know, we believe this is going to cost each household in New Jersey about $14,000. And the worst part is the message it sends to the business community. It tells the business community, you could come here, you could run your business, supply the people of New Jersey with a necessary legal product, do so because it's state policy to do so. And then years later, they're going to determine that we didn't like that. We didn't like that you were following the law. We didn't like that you were providing people with what they need, and we're going to impose a $50 billion charge against you. You know, if there's a reason why companies are leaving New Jersey, and this has been going on for decades now. If we don't stop this process, we're just going to keep leaving companies.
Do you think, Ray, I mean, as you said, you've been doing this and advocating for the past 40 years and been in and out of Trenton and been involved. Do you see this as potentially a breaking point where more normal, moderate Democrats who are not crazy like Ravi Bala will say, hold on a minute. Like, at some point, we've got to stop shooting ourselves in the foot. Like, at some point, we have to recognize that without these jobs, you're going to cost the taxpayers, the ratepayers, the homeowners thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars that they can't afford.
You would have thought that this message would have gotten through, you know, earlier than this. But again, the transparency of the agenda to really eliminate jobs in New Jersey was shown yesterday, you know, in that exchange. Again, we have two refineries in New Jersey, Phillips 66 up in Bayway and PBF down in Paulsboro. Together, they support about 35,000 jobs in New Jersey. And these jobs, you know, there's a family behind each one of those jobs, and there's a community behind each one of those jobs, and they're not taking it seriously. You know, we used to have 8 or 10 refineries in New Jersey. We're down to 2.
Yeah.
And they are on the verge of leaving themselves because if state policy says we don't want you here, well, they're going to pack up and leave, and as other companies move to Florida, to Texas, Tennessee, or someone that really wants them to be there.
What's the next step in this bill? It passed the Assembly Committee, not surprising, along partisan lines. What happens next, and do you actually think this is going to become a reality?
I didn't think it was going to become a reality because I thought the legislature took their affordability agenda seriously. But we just found out last night, you know, as I was leaving, Trenton, coming back from testifying, that the Senate Environment Committee now is picking up this bill on Monday. So that will be a second committee being here in this committee within a week. That's obviously a very bad sign. And what we would like, you know, your listeners to do would be to log into njbia.org. There's a landing page there, and you can tell your legislators, don't pass this bill. Say no to increasing the cost of gasoline.
I will share that through our various platforms and make sure that word gets out. Ray, are you testifying Monday?
I will be there on Monday, as well as many other members
Great.
Of the business community and people whose jobs depend, you know, on having a good economy.
If you've got the time, I'd love to book you right now to join us same time, 8 o'clock Tuesday, to talk about what happened on Monday. Good?
It sounds like a plan.
All right, I love it. Thank you, Ray. We'll be in touch. Have a good weekend. Appreciate your insight. 8:17, fast traffic instant weather next.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5.
8:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So I do want you to go to njbia.org, and I will share this also at Bill Spadia on our social media. This Climate Superfund thing is just completely wacky. And, you know, I've just been hearing from some friends this morning. Dr. Wax points out a great, great point that a lot of people in Cumberland County, Gloucester County, the south of 195, a lot of oil heat in the homes. You know, you're going to put people in a situation where they're not going to be able to afford to heat their homes in the coming winter. Like you cannot expect that the oil companies are not, they're not just going to absorb this $50 billion hit. They're going to pass that on to their customers. They have no choice. Otherwise, they'll be laying off people and you're not going to be able to get your delivery. So it's not that there are these bad companies out there. That we've got to stop vilifying the people that actually fuel the engine of our economy. This attack on fossil fuels. If any of you have ever received an email from me, my signature says, please print this email and celebrate fossil fuel appreciation. And the reason I say that is because everything you've been taught is a lie about this. First of all, when you print the emails, when you print paper, that creates the need and the demand for paper. And guess what? It's the paper companies that plant the most trees. So do you know that with all that we do, we have as much forestation coverage in America now as we had more than 100 years ago, something like 700 million acres of forest. We have almost four times the number of people in this country that we had 100 years ago. So we have the same amount of forestation coverage, even though we're cutting down trees to build houses and print and have printer paper. So it's not logical. I've said this before, you know, 19 billion chickens can't be wrong. And what did I mean by that? How many times a week do you eat chicken? By the logic of the environmentalist, we would run out of chickens, but we don't run out of chickens because they breed the chickens because you have a demand. Like, this is the whole point. We have 9 billion cows. Why? Because you eat meat. That's why. So this concept is ridiculous. Now let's take it to the next step, this whole idea of global warming. Guys, there was warming. Every 1,500 years, there are some great, great books out there. One that I encourage you to read is called Unstoppable Global Warming. And it goes back over 800,000 years and talks about the ice core samples and the fact that the rise in CO2 follows warming that is conditioned and controlled by the movements and the elements and the sun and underwater volcanoes and all of these things that have nothing to do with oil and gas. This is all about an assault on the American economy. Guys like Ravi Bala are just weak-minded beta male ignoramuses. Or he's a liar and a near criminal. I don't know. Which is it? Is he stupid or is he complicit in an evil agenda to tear down our country? I don't know. You pick it. Either one is unacceptable for an elected official. Guys, they know it. If you're out there protesting and celebrating Earth Day and all that nonsense, you're being used by these politicians that are enjoying their fancy, rich lifestyle at your expense. Don't buy into it, please. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Anthony, you'll be first on the other side of the news next.
New Jersey 101.5 presents Blue Friday with Bill Spadia.
For years, we've talked about how police officers really never know what they're going to encounter on any given shift. And one thing that seems to be on the rise in our country for sure is people having mental health issues and being in crisis and feeling they have nowhere to turn. Last fall, a man was having a kind of a breakdown, a meltdown, and having a very difficult time, became very aggressive and threatening to the point where his family members called the cops. Thankfully, Brick Township police officers John Daly, Anthony Rossi, and Stephen Shockett arrived on the scene, and what they found was a man who was outside his home pacing back and forth with a large knife. Now, I don't have to tell you how dangerous a situation like that can be. I mean, I'm telling you something. Somebody with a knife charges at a police officer. It's seconds before somebody is going to get hurt or killed. But the man was walking around, and what the family member said is that he had been getting increasingly aggressive and angry after an argument. And before the officers arrived, he had grabbed the knife, and he said he would rather die than return to a mental health facility. So as the officers attempted to de-escalate, the man held the knife to his own throat and repeatedly demanded that the officers shoot him. And we've heard this thing of suicide by cop. It's a reality out there. The cops took 45 minutes, and they worked hard to get the tension down. They used their training, their composure, and their focus. And over that 45 to 50 minutes, they were able to build some trust with the guy. And after that near hour, he voluntarily dropped the knife. He was taken safely into custody, transported to a mental health facility, and getting the help that he needs. Because officers Daly, Rossi, and Shockett relied on their training, professionalism, and compassion, a life was saved that day. This past May, just a week ago, their actions were, actually 2 weeks ago, were recognized by the Center of Excellence with CIT New Jersey, and Officer Daly being named Officer of the Year, all three being honored for their extraordinary efforts. Brick Township PD said in a Facebook post, "These recognitions reflect the highest standards of policing and highlight our department's commitment to preserving life, supporting those in crisis, and serving our community with professionalism and compassion." So thank you, Officers John Daly, Anthony Rossi, and Stephen Shockett. They are our Blue Friday honorees for this Friday. And I want to thank all the police officers out there, and Brick Township in particular. You know, it's a hard job. And I make the joke, it's not a joke, I've been saying it since I've been in real estate, I mean, over 30 years, that, you know, the weekend is two working days till Monday. So now that I'm back working every weekend, I think about, and Jody and I were talking about this, I said, you know, farmers are working every day, moms are working every day, so, you know, none of us should complain if you got the opportunity to be engaged every day. And I can tell you this, the other group that works every day are police officers, because whether they are on duty or off duty, the community relies on their strength and their professionalism and, yes, their compassion and commitment to community. So I want to thank all of the men and women who wear the uniform every day, get up every morning, not knowing what they are going to face, knowing that they will potentially be called on that day to sacrifice themselves to help others. So God bless our members of law enforcement. And, you know, just as a side note, shame on these politicians that use cops as a political pawn. We shouldn't be balancing the budget on the backs of police officers. We should be empowering police officers. We shouldn't be pitting one department against another. And, you know, second side note, I want to thank our state troopers for the outstanding job that they did shutting down this nonsense with these professional agitators at Delaney Hall. And shame on you, Ross Baraka, and shame on you, Governor Sherrill, for not having the backs of our men and women in blue. All right, Christina, you'll be first on the other side of traffic and weather. My number is 1-800-283-101.5. Let's talk about your weekend coming up. If you're just kind of sick and tired of the nonsense in New Jersey, have you decided that you're going to dig in with me? Or what radicalized you to say it's time to get the hell out? 1-800-283-101.5. 843 is the time. Traffic and weather is what's next.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about, New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
.853 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Hey, I want to tell you, as it is Blue Friday, there's an event coming up on Saturday, June 13th, with the Diocese of Metuchen. It's a formation event for police officers, and it's happening at the Diocese in Metuchen. It's at St. John Newman's Pastoral Center in Piscataway. I want to bring in Adam Carlisle, who is one of the organizers of this event. Adam, thanks for joining me this morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so tell me about the event. Tell me who should be participating, and why is the diocese involved in this?
Yeah, thanks, Bill. So as you may know, the diocese has been hosting a Blue Mass every fall, basically in late October. It's a wonderful event. We host that at the Cathedral of St. Francis of Assisi in Metuchen.
Yeah, it's great.
Tiffany Workman, our communication specialist, and the whole team do a great job with that event. But I've long believed that we should be doing more for our police officers, for our men and women in uniform. And so this is meant to be a companion to that event. And so we're calling it a formation event for police officers, but it's really a resiliency conference. And this conference is focused on courage this year. For our first annual.
What a great and necessary theme. I love it. Who can attend?
So the event is for all police officers. It's a statewide event, active and inactive, i.e. retired police officers, but also priests, deacons, police chaplains, even lay people that are interested in supporting their men and women in uniform. But it's really meant for police officers, strictly speaking.
All right, so that's great. So we want to put the word out to all of our police officers. I've got the flyer. We collaborated on a post on Instagram. So if you follow me at Bill Spadium, what I'll do, Adam, I'll post this on our site as an accompaniment to Blue Friday today. So people have a link to the flyer. And I understand if they want more information, if you are a police officer, retired police officer, and you want to know more about this event, you can either email A. Carlisle, C-A-R-L-I-S-L-E, A. Carlisle, at diometuchen, that is diometuchen.org, or you just call the number, which is 732-529-7936, and I'll have that posted. Adam, I love that you're doing this. I think that for the Catholic Diocese to get involved and recognize that the men and women in blue are literally the backbone and the foundation of our society, because we cannot have prosperity. You can't have liberty, religious liberty included, if you don't have peace on your streets.
Absolutely. And I'm particularly excited about our two speakers. We actually have several speakers, but the two speakers we're bringing in from outside the diocese are Father Larry Richards and Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. They both have strong ties to the police. So I think it's going to be a great day for everybody involved.
I love it. Well, we will certainly spread the word. And if you are a police officer, retired or active, Saturday, June 13th, from 8 a.m. to 12:45 p.m., you want to get over to this formation event at the St. John Newman Pastoral Center in Piscataway. And we'll have the details at nj1015.com/Bill Spadia. Adam, thank you. Appreciate you calling this morning.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you having me.
You got it. You take care. Tiffany does a fantastic job with the diocese as well. All good stuff. I'll have this posted on the website soon. Right now, though, 8:57. Christina, you'll be first on the other side of the news with Rick Rickman.
From the shore to your street, we're talking about what matters to you. New Jersey 101.5.
On New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia, and as the promo and the song say, I am back. Rick, I think I've been back for,
what is it, nine months?
9 months now.
Breaking news.
It's still breaking news. I hear that ad, I'm like, oh, okay, there we go. Yeah, I've been back for a while. It's although it's kind of like I never left.
Yeah, it is kind of like a hazy memory.
Yeah. Yeah, you ready for the weekend?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look ready.
I'm going to the beach a little bit. trying to see if I can enjoy this 90-degree weather.
It's summer.
I know.
Right? It's summer. I love it. I love it. I love the fact that we're having August weather.
Yeah.
In early June, yeah. Right?
It's not going to make the water any warmer, but
no,
it's
going to
make
the refreshing.
Sand pretty great.
Yeah. I mean, my perspective is different because I do cold plunging, so it's, you know, you get into the 40s and 30s, so which is nuts. Yeah, I'm crazy, right? I know, it's nuts. And my record is 11 minutes.
Wow. Yeah.
How about that, right? Isn't that crazy? But I have to tell you, it's refreshing. You feel good. It's good for your joints.
And it wakes you up, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, you're wide awake. You are wide awake. So 62, 63.
That's bath water for
it's
you.
It's kind of warm, I got to tell you. But you will cool off from the 90 into that. So, you're going to have a great weekend. It's awesome. All right, look, it's Friday. So do me a favor, Christina and Pittman, please hang in there because I want to get your thoughts on this overall nightmare in New Jersey. But first, I want to check in with my friend Michael Bohl for our veteran check-in. What is going on, Michael?
Good morning, Bill. We're getting ready for the barbecue. We got a lot of cool stuff coming up, so we're pretty excited about this weekend.
Thank you for pulling all this together. I mean, it's just everything you've done for the veterans. I got to tell you, it's excited. So this is in Menlo Park today. I know the guys are super excited. What else is going on?
So we really made a couple of changes. We want to really get the outdoors, the recreational therapy going, and we tied up with the National Guard, the Army Reserve. We're doing a ruck march with them in the next week, and the Yellow Ribbon. A lot of veterans soldiers are still overseas, and they are coming home. So we do welcome them home, and we feed them and give them resources and then link up with them later and do some events with them.
And Michael, since we've been doing this segment, you've heard from veterans who have asked for help and gotten help. Because I want people to understand, like, it's not just PTSD. If you're a veteran in New Jersey, the New Jersey Veterans Network is there to help you at every level. I mean, if you need help with housing or legal help, this is the network that can refer you to somebody that can provide the service that you need, and you're getting calls.
No, absolutely. I mean, listen, I got a call about a guy getting divorced yesterday, a few people about housing issues. So it's not just veterans that are having PTSD or need claims. We really do provide that service, Bill.
Yeah, so if you are a veteran living in New Jersey and you need any help, you know, it's great. Look, I got to tell you guys, call just to be a part of this network. The crisis hotline is 973-332-1556. The website where you can sign up at is njvn.org. I think the guys at the Menlo Park are going to be thrilled today. I want to thank, I know Sean maybe and others have contributed food and help, and I think it's fantastic. Michael, thank you for everything that you do on behalf of our veterans in Jersey.
God bless. Semper Fi, my brother.
Semper Fi, brother. We'll see you soon. Appreciate you. All right, Christina, hang in there. You'll be first. Other side of traffic and weather next.
Start your day with Bill Spadia. Keep it going with Judy and EJ. Ride home with Dominski and more. We're New Jersey 101.5.
923 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So I was talking to Rick Rickman. And he's happy about the weather, Jill and Dan. But
Rick Rickman.
But not thrilled about the ocean temperature. But I said, you know, as a cold plunge guy, it's kind of hot, 62 degrees.
Huh.
Is that what it is, Dan? Was it 62? Or?
It's in the 60s. It's actually bumped up a couple of degrees over the course of the last week.
If you hit 65, that's warm enough.
But doesn't it come into play that the water feels different when your body is really hot? Like if your body's already cool?
I don't know. No, I've done the cold plunge in both cold weather and hot weather.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem, it's, believe it or not, easier to get in the cold weather because it's not as jarring.
Right.
Harder to get out. So,
yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Right? So when you get out and you want to warm up, you're like, why is it so cold? Because we do it a lot of times outside.
Sure, yeah.
So I would think that this weekend is perfect for a freezing cold ocean because you're going to get out and you're going to be hot as hell within 5 minutes.
Right. And your body temperature pretty much always stays around 98. Is that correct?
Yeah, it'll waver a little bit when you go in the cold water. It'll come down slightly. But
you know, it's interesting. I have never taken my temperature after 10 minutes in the cold.
Oh, you have to.
I didn't even think of that until you just said that.
Oh my God, do it today.
I should do that, right?
Yes, we need to know. Yes, how, all right, like,
I'm going to find out how cold can you get. Some people run cold. There's a,
sure,
a phenomenon. What do they call it? Lizard, or there's some weird condition. Sure. Where you can tolerate cold because your body temperature is actually a few degrees lower on average than everybody else's.
And some people run hot, they say, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in this building, you're always like, I'm cold. Look at you. You are bundled up right now, and I'm in shorts.
I've got a sweatshirt on. Oh, well, no, I've got my, technically now, this zip-up hoodie is
all right.
Almost...
Okay, but you were like, before you were like a tender cold. Little morsel.
Because I'm delicate, Jill. That's what they say about me. They call me delicate.
He's a fragile morsel.
Fragile and delicate. That's it. All right. I'm looking
for something related to a lizard here, and I'm not coming up with that.
You know what? So, I can only imagine what you are coming up with. So.
Bill can make up stuff, and I'm like, yeah.
No, I'm telling you, it's a condition. It's called something. I will, when my computer decides to start working, I am going to look it up.
Called,
and
that's because your computer's cold.
I need to text
too.
Jody. Jody knows what it is. And all right, I will find out after the next news break.
Exactly.
Let's real quick. Let's check in with Christina in Pittman. Christina, thank you for your patience.
You're welcome.
All right. So, what do you want to say?
You know what? What isn't there? I don't even know where to begin with this state.
Yeah.
The state, so frustrating, the state of things. The fact that our energy bills are triple because of Murphy's and green energy initiatives. And then you got Cheryl who's continuing that. It doesn't support our grid. We're expected to have rolling blackouts. Middle class families have triple electric bills. Then you got a DSA winning as a congresswoman in North Jersey. What is that? And then you have somebody who's affiliated with the Blind Sheik. Who might be a congressman now? Or no, that's a Senate.
He's going to be a congressman. Senate, that, right? That's, I mean, that district was literally drawn for any lunatic Democrat. This guy has ties to actual terrorists. He was the guy. He was reportedly, not only did he testify on behalf of the Blind Sheik, but he was his contact here, where he would go with him to a lot of these events. Like, it's absolute madness, Christina. And
where is the FBI on this?
I can't imagine how, if he gets elected, how he's going to.
You don't think that's a national security risk?
I do.
You don't think that's a big, huge security risk? You don't think somebody should be looking into the concentration of certain stuff going on in this state and how it's been lobbying our government for like Islamophobia bills? You don't think that?
Well, look, let's face it, Christina. Islamophobia is a made up term that they use to make you feel guilty because you are concerned about Islam and terrorism. But look, it's more than just terrorism. It's also cultural. I mean, you talk about these young brides. You talk about how these Islamic governments deal with gay people. I mean, this is not a mix. Islam is not compatible with American culture. Period. End of sentence. You can call me whatever you want, but that's the reality. We all know it, but the politicians are afraid to say it because they don't want to be called Islamophobic. But I've been called every name in the book, so I don't really care what people call me. Christina, thank you. Appreciate you. Don't worry. We're going to keep fighting. All right, 928. Rick Rickman with your news next.
Five.
.937 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I have to tell you, if you're watching the stream, you probably noticed Jill and Rick Rickman having a conversation. Let me just say.
Oh, no.
It started with a canine's bowel movement.
Right.
Right, Rick? I mean, that's how it started. So you got the message, Jill, that the
canine,
dog
yeah.
had a good poop this morning.
My grand dog, I said, you know you're a grandmother when my grand dog, Daisy, had a solid. And
nice.
I just got the text, and I'm so happy because they were going to go to the vet And I was not happy. I said, don't
so
go to the vet.
Let's back up a bit.
So
let's back.
You pay $200 for a doctor to tell you that your dog.
Right. Exactly. And all the dog needed was just to have a good poop.
A reset. Just that's one all. Day, reset. No food. So Rick chimed in to tell me.
I was going to leave that part out, but I was going to just stop with the dog, just so we're clear. By the way, reportedly, though, on a serious note, Gandhi used to ask the women around him every morning about their bowel movements.
You know what?
Because it's a testament to health.
I couldn't have told you where that sentence was going.
Right?
You never know, where this train is going.
I learned a long time ago, one of the key things you need to be is slightly unpredictable.
Yeah.
Unpredictable is good, right?
No, that was more than slightly.
Because I started with Gandhi?
Yeah.
We went from the dog to Gandhi. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I brought it back full circle.
Do we think that made him a happier man? Asking those
women. How often have you had an upset stomach and you're mad? If you can't go, it will affect your entire mood.
I tell people that, and they look at me like I'm insane.
No, it's true. You know it's your whole life.
I think we should have a check every morning.
You got
to
flow.
We need to check every morning. How's your bowel?
Talk to each other.
Daily, once a day, you just need to, you got to eat right. And don't go with the smoothies and all this extra fiber crap. Stop with all that. You need to eat meat. So all you vegetarians out there, just cut it out.
What about spinach?
Oh, worst thing you can eat. Rick Rickman.
God.
That is a trigger vegetable.
I got
for
it started.
That was a trigger.
It's a trigger vegetable.
Really, seriously. Here,
let me tell you why.
I may have done it on purpose.
Let me tell you why.
Now he's going to tell you why. Okay.
Popeye
Dad.
Is a lie. Popeye's a lie. Based on a lie.
I thought it was true. I thought there was
real?
A man.
He
was not. A man had bulbous arms like him.
He was not really. If he were eating only spinach like that, he would have died a long time ago. Let me tell you something. First of all, the problem with spinach is the high amount of oxalates. So plants, bear with me on this. Plants can't run away.
I'm really trying.
Plants can't run away from their predators, right? We agree with that.
And a man.
See, this is why we can't have nice things.
And he would have a tetanus shot for opening the can.
Let him explain why plants can't run.
Plants cannot. Plants. And because of that, they produce defenses that are different. Like animals can run away, plants can't. So they produce oxalates, which prevent some animals from eating them. But the problem is the oxalates react in our body and they actually prevent you from digesting all of the good things that, like, spinach has iron in it. Right? All the iron, it's got the vitamins. I don't know if it's B or whatever else it has. But the oxalates prevent you from digesting it. So people think, now, if you cook it down, you're killing some of the oxalates. So better cooked. Spinach salad, don't do it.
That is true. Kale. Kale should be steamed in the pan.
I eat no leafy vegetables now. I haven't had a spinach or kale or anything in at least a year.
What about a lettuce?
I like lettuce.
Mm. Arugula.
I love arugula.
Spicy.
And I like lettuce. But I just don't eat a ton of it. But I think there's some things you eat, it's not going to hurt you. It's just not as nutritious as people think. What your body really needs is protein and fat.
I always thought Popeye also, by busting the can open with his fist, would get all cut
metal
up.
Metal shards and
metal
stuff.
Metal shards, you need a tetanus shot.
When Popeye was offset, they were feeding him steak.
Right.
That's what you don't know.
You know he wasn't real, right?
He was training his forearms.
Popeye wasn't real.
You think there was this based on a real guy?
That's what I think.
A spaghetti string girlfriend?
Look, don't ruin it for me, all right?
Don't yuck my yum.
Come on, what are you doing?
Yeah, should be a morning greeting,
so
though.
So more meat.
And how's your bowels?
More fat. And how is your
That's the real
movement?
Question, right? That's what it all comes down to. How are Bill Spadia's bowels?
Well, fantastic. I mean, let me tell you
how's
something.
How's your bowels?
I have a diet that is largely meat, butter, and cheese.
I want him to get blood work, though. I'm going to get my physical after work this morning. So
I don't take any. I don't take drugs. I don't have any. I haven't been to a doctor in years now.
He looks like a healthy guy.
Yeah, but he needs to get. You can't. He looks like a healthy guy. He needs to get blood work.
It is partly how you look and feel. It is. I don't know if I trust the blood work. What are they testing for? I don't know if I trust it.
Blood
work. Because of course it is. Because Big Pharma profits on your illness or your diagnosis. I mean, they can't make money unless they can show you a number. It's how we ended up with the folic acid on our wheat supply. Because if you need a certain amount of folate, and especially pregnant women, right? So they convince you you need this. You're like, that's great. Then they have a test for it. So if you test low, instead of changing your diet to get it naturally, they're like, we have a great solution. You could take a pill. And if you take a pill, your number almost immediately goes up. So then in 1994, Big Food got together with Big Medicine. And all of a sudden, now you've got enriched and fortified grains. Well, half the country can't digest it. And I believe that has led to one of the biggest things that could was so preventable that everybody's got bloating issues when they eat. How many times have you had pasta? You're like, I don't eat pasta anymore because I get bloated afterwards.
Well, you think it's like, maybe I'm gluten intolerant or something.
But then
you go to Europe
And you don't have the bloat.
For some reason, you can eat Italian pasta.
Everybody's got celiac.
Go to Italy. Yeah. Enjoy pasta. Right. Everybody's got it. Here's the problem. When they diagnose it as gluten, everyone's like, I got a gluten allergy.
Yeah.
They go to gluten-free. What's in gluten-free? Oils. Seed oils, inflammatory. Oh, my God. How'd you get me all worked up? Was this on purpose?
It might have been.
It's 9:44. Fast traffic. Instant weather next.
New Jersey 101.5 severe weather alerts deliver fast, accurate, critical updates from Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow and the New Jersey 101.5 weather team. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
Arrow. 9:51 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia, and I got to get out of here. I want to recap a couple of things. Number one, you want to pay attention to Senator Ron Johnson in Wisconsin. I'm going to see if I can get him on. I'm going to first get him on Newsmax, and then I'd love to have him call into the show. He has been on a mission to expose the lies about the COVID vaccine that they not only lied about the adverse effects and hid it, but they actively, and by they I mean the government, Fauci and Biden, and truthfully, this goes back to Trump. Some of this is on him as well. And I hope that both administrations are held accountable through what happened in 2020, 2021, and into 2022. But they actively suppressed things like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine because the vaccines are a billions and billions and billions of dollar industry. So when you think about the hundreds of billions of dollars worked up with these pharma companies, they could not fast track the vaccine if there wasn't a health emergency. And they helped create the health emergency by preventing you from taking the very cheap drugs that solve the problem for most people. Now, that being said, when we were talking about food earlier, it started a goofy conversation about the dog pooping, but it was a real conversation about your personal health. And I will tell you, there is a reason that you can go to Europe and have a pasta dish and you have trouble here. It goes back to the folic acid, this man-made creation that they fortify and enrich our flour, our wheat, our grains. I don't buy any products that are fortified or enriched. So before you decide you have celiac or you have a gluten intolerance, try not eating the fortified and enriched stuff and go for the organic flour, and you might see a difference. It might change your life. Certainly has changed ours. And I can tell you that one thing leads to another. You think you got a gluten allergy, so you go for the gluten-free. Now you're eating stuff that is made with seed oils, which are totally inflammatory. So a lot of what they're telling you, don't forget, it's not by accident that RFK turned the food pyramid upside down. What else are they lying about? Read and get yourself informed before you make major choices. Certainly before you rush off to a doctor and accept some prescription where you might be able to change your life with a better diet. All right, that's all I got for you today. Have a great weekend. Catch me on Newsmax, 7 a.m. Both days, Saturday and Sunday. And I will be back with you right here on New Jersey 101.5, 6 a.m. Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.